Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, and tonight, the Internet.
Internet, of course, is very important in the sense that it has played a role in how young, especially young people, how they're able to access information in this day and age.
Well, I would say the Internet has made the world into, or has turned the world into, a global village.
The Internet is one of the greatest discoveries of our time. What can we do without it? But also, how do we live without the Internet? But anyway, today we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show our friends here. From Angola, my friend Gil Engel. Please, Gil, welcome aboard. Engel.
Yes, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you, sir. And over the phone, we have our regular guest, the one and only Denzel Musumba from Bodia Media Group.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here again.
Sure, Denzel. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing the Internet. So, what is the Internet? Is it connecting the world? Is it making the world a small village? Well, people can now chat instantly anywhere around the world for free. Computer screens, iPad, tablets, or any other gadgets, this make the impossible to look possible today. But that was just a little bit over a decade ago, and now it's very possible. I'm speaking to my colleague Michael Atit from the South Sudan service. Michael Atit, from my experience, I do believe Internet has changed a lot of lives, not only in Africa, but the world in general. Let's speak for your experience, brother. How do you think, or what do you believe? Do you believe Internet has changed lives? And do you believe that it has for yourself personally as well?
My first contact with the Internet was when I was in high school. That was in 1999. At that time, it was very difficult in Sudan to find a place where you can get an internet or to communicate through internet. It was very hard, and even when you're going to look for some information, the network is even keep disturbing or you. I mean, disturbing you, and you can't even. Sometimes you pay your money for the cab, for example, and your money is just gone, and you spend like 1 hour without. But in today's world, the internet service has spread all over, and the internet also made the life like very easy for you to access a lot of things, to access a lot of information. You go to Google, you just Google. You are doubting about something, just Google. Just go to Google and you will find a lot of information that you are looking for. So, for example, in the places where the internet is all over, like United States, if you have a smartphone, so you don't need even a computer. You just use your smartphone. You access every information that you would like to get it on internet.
So it looks like everything is available on the internet. But do you see yourself? Can you live without the internet now since you started since high school?
I'm a bit flexible. I can live without internet. Although I might go, for example, I go to the village where there is no electricity, there is no internet at all. I'll be able to live there for some circumstance. But if
For only a couple of days,
A couple of days, you go and spend some time with your parents, with your grand there, and give them a bit of, you know, sort kind of town life with them, mm-hmm. greet them and do some casual work for them. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you also receive a lot of blessing. Then you go back to your internet world.
You go back to your internet.
Yeah.
And get attached
so
to
as
it.
You come to the town, the first thing that you think of it is the internet.
You see?
It's the phone, is the computer, is electricity.
So it is so, like your own family. It's like your wife or your brother or your daughter or your son, isn't it?
It can't be compared the same because there are some things that
you can get from the internet.
It can't replace them. So
okay.
But internet is very useful nowadays, and I can imagine in few years to come how people can live without internet. Mm-hmm. Like new generation now,
right.
They're even very smarter more than our generation, mm-hmm. because there are a lot of new techniques that are coming up through the internet, through right. Facebook or Twitter, all these social media mm-hmm. platforms. They've already been advanced in that. So it makes it very easy for everyone to access any information that you would like, especially the information that are available on the global network.
Exactly. Yeah. Well said, Mr. Atit. Thank you, Michael Atit. This is Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing the internet. Now, I am coming back to the studio, my friend, Gil. Tell me, it was just a decade ago, some things that seemed to be impossible have been possible today, that a world is a global village.
Definitely. I consider basically the internet, I think, the greatest human advancement in ages, honestly, because that actually made us realize that we are not alone.
Yeah.
Okay. That made us realize that we're not alone. It made us become one. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a major advancement that honestly it's given freedom to even to those that have been oppressed. It's one of the greatest tools invented, I believe, since the beginning of humanity, as you say.
Okay.
One of the greatest things, definitely.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right about that. And Denzel Musumba, tell me your take, man. What do you think about this phenomena, this new thing, the internet?
First of all, Sunday, I just want to say that personally as Denzel, I can't survive without internet. You know, if you put me at a place or, you know, in a house that has no or an office that has no internet, I don't think I'll be able to deliver results because all that I'm doing all my life is based on internet because I interact with people. I make money through the internet. I communicate. I do everything. I get all the news updates. Just like that. Not like the old age days where we used to wait for, you know, news on the radio. But right now, everything is there. I work for a money transfer company. Without that internet, you can transfer money instantly to you know, mobile wallets
right.
in East Africa.
That's something.
Pretty much, internet has a lot of advantages compared to the disadvantages. It has also messed the world. That's right. Something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that people were using internet in a bad way.
That's very true.
And they can get us into a lot of trouble. I mean, I'll be very honest with you. Because of the internet, a lot of things that in the past were not noticeable now have become noticeable. I mean, it's crazy.
I know.
It's totally crazy. It's like, I mean, it's actually added more. I believe the internet alone has added more words to the vocabulary
mm-hmm.
than probably we have had in the last 100 years.
I mean,
it's like now I just figured out that now they actually have added another word to the dictionary, sexting.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
didn't
great.
Have that before,
right? That's like
before the internet.
You know, it's created a brand new language of nothing but acronyms. You know, the OMGs, the LOLs, and the SS. What is it? SHM or SMH? I don't even know all of them.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of things that came with it. You're right. It's a lot of things.
And just to add on that, what my brother said. Trust me, it has created a lot of employment. I run an online radio. I run an online TV, which I plan to grow. And there are thousands of people making money. Talk about like Google Ads, for instance. People make a lot of money. You've got your website, mm-hmm. your blog, you're making money. People are doing translations online. People are doing support via internet, like for customer support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find most, for instance, American companies right now. They have actually kind of pushed their support centers to other countries like Philippines, India, and most of this stuff is done via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're talking about a lot of economies, countries growing the economy based on internet. We talk about East Africa, like for instance, Kenya. They're laying, I don't know about Angola, where my brother comes from, and you, Sunday, Tanzania. Like Kenya right now, we are laying down the fiber optic cable.
We're talking about
homes going to get internet. I talk to my family via Skype just because of the internet. I don't pay for a calling card and all that stuff. But as long as the bill for the internet is done, I know I can see my family. I can do homework with my kids.
Very true.
This is all the beauty of this tool. Yes. Called the
very,
internet.
It's a very beautiful tool, and hold it right there. Mm-hmm. And I do know that most regions in Africa, they would say life has changed because, as Denzel mentioned, people are now able to do transactions, businesses within their communities without having to go to one place to the next. All you do is go online, order something, it's right there for you. Employment, of course, has been created. As far as treatment, some people say, you know what, Tanzania just came up with this technology the other day that was exported there,
right,
that people from the villages could talk to doctors over the internet or over Skype. That means they didn't have to travel all the way from where they were,
right,
to Tanzania to treat these guys in the villages. All they did is talk to them, advise them. If there's medication, send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Here they go. Boom. Healthcare business. Right now in America, there's a lot of savings
major
in healthcare because of the introduction of the internet.
Yes.
Of course, in sports. Denzel mentioned owning a radio and TV online.
Right.
These things were not even
unthinkable. Mr. Sunday, as
ago,
I talk to you right now, I'm
yes
watching Chelsea versus PSG via the internet. This is a match that is taking place in London.
Right.
But I'm watching it.
You're watching
right
it in America.
Even
you're
if
watching
I don't have
the game.
I have my computer and I have the internet. I'm enjoying the game.
Yeah, right, that's right.
And I think that for us, especially for those of us here in the diaspora, I mean, this is one of the greatest tools because it allows us to even follow up with what's going on back home. And it also gives us that window, that universal window to the rest of the world to be able to expose a lot of times really our talents. And that's when you talk about job creation. I mean, we have to be realistic that today you don't necessarily need to work for anyone to be able to make money if you actually devote it, because
mm-hmm
you can actually sit down, learn how to program a little bit, and you don't even need to learn major programming any longer because some of these object-oriented languages have become so user-friendly
yes
that anyone with at least a little bit of passion can actually sit down and dedicate themselves to it and at least make enough money to be able to make a living. And I know that there are talks, actually, they're probably already out there, like ways of actually, were they trying to create the internet money? I forgot what the actual term that they use for that money.
Mm.
But it's basically money that you just trade off through the internet that has value within itself. So, but it's definitely going places. It's a culture. It's definitely going to impact our lives from now on. I mean, we already wonder, how did we live
before
without it?
that's my next question. If you hold it right there, and I wanted to know what you can tell me about. Just Denzel, one moment. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing the internet. If you're traveling, if you're trying to get information, all you do is go online and get that piece of information that you don't even know and learn about it. And I spoke to my colleague Peter Clotty, and I wanted to know how internet has changed lives.
Well, I would say the internet has made the world into, or has turned the world into, a global village. People from anywhere around the globe can have discussions and can have communication or contact with each other irrespective of the distance. As long as you can get the hours right, you can communicate with people. You now have various media platforms. You're talking about Facebook, Twitter, and all that. So if something happens, now even some journalists are being scooped by ordinary folks, news happens or something dreadful happens or something very nice happens, somebody somewhere will take a picture or take a video, put it on YouTube, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, and it is news. So it has brought everybody together and has made information dissemination quite easy.
Okay, Peter, if I ask you this, you were there when the internet, before it began, now it is here, you're using in your daily job every day here at VOA. Now, can you do work without the internet? Do you feel that you can do that or you can survive without it since you've been using it for so long?
Well, for want of a better word, some of us journalists have been spoiled because of the use of the internet. Hitherto, we just worked and found a way of working. Now, it will be a little challenging to do it without the internet, but we could still find a way to do it, although it will be much slower. Hitherto, we used to, do research, finding books to get confirmation on stuff. Now, you just you know, do a random search just via the internet. You get the confirmation you want or the answer you want, and then you keep going. It makes it really, really easier than it used to.
But also at the same time, by making things easier, there's some disadvantages of these things. Especially in the social media, reporting has become so different that you find some people really being irresponsible and sending stuff that you don't want to see, maybe for your kids or anybody else.
Well, it has always been that way. Unfortunately, the media situation with the internet has changed. But of course, there's freedom of speech. So you cannot stop anybody from saying, you know, what he or she wants to say. For journalists and broadcasters or reporters, you are held by certain journalistic standards. So you cannot just pull anything out there. Now, for those who are not, they are not bound by anything like that. So they can say whatever, you know, the heck they want to say, and they go away with it.
Thank you, Peter Clarty. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing the internet. And back to you guys in studio. Denzel, yes. You wanted to say something. What was it?
Yeah, I was just, you know, we're trying to highlight some of the advantages and the benefits of this, technology. We're talking about, you can imagine with this world population. For instance, you go to airports like JFK, you go to, you know, busy airports or Heathrow back in London. Yes. You can imagine all people who are traveling, thousands of people, millions traveling in a day.
Yes.
You know, and if all these people were to queue and check out, you know, to check in their bags, check in, get their tickets, you can imagine the hassle, how much airlines will lose. But nowadays, you can do all this stuff. You can check in, just go there, drop your bag, you're on your flight.
Yeah, you just check online.
You can imagine we grew up at an old age whereby we used to go like, we want to talk to our parents, like your dad is working in Nairobi, you're down there in the village. You have to go on a booth, telephone booth. You have to dial 0 reverse call, wait for the operator to contact your dad. You know, and this is a serious matter, it's an emergency. But right now, I can just say, okay, fine, I'm going to talk to someone via Skype. These are all issues, you know, involvement that this generation is enjoying today,
yeah.
You know? And it's just amazing, you know, technology. We use internet even and satellites to track, you know, some of like accidents,
yes.
You know, something like today. We got a flight that just disappeared or kind of went down. Right. But I know technology is going to be used and internet is playing a role on this.
Oh, yes.
You know, so it's amazing. It's amazing. It's changing lives. And we as people coming from Africa, I think our leaders, especially like politicians, they have a role to play. Instead of even wasting time on something, it's better to lay down this fiber cable to make sure that we take electricity, internet to most centers, to villages, to towns, so that people can start tapping.
Yes.
It's very expensive to lay down a cable, you know. Like, for instance, the one that came to Kenya, it came all the way from Dubai via the sea, Indian Ocean. So it's expensive. An individual can't do that. Some companies cannot do that. So our leaders, our governments have a role to play. We are doing this for our future generation.
Yes, very true. I mean, on the west side of Africa, and I should say on the southern portion of it at least, we are doing exactly the same thing. There's also a fiber pipeline basically coming from Europe and going all the way across and through Angola. We'll try to cross over to the east. So eventually, Kenya and Angola and Tanzania will meet right there somewhere in that mix of southern Africa. So
amazing.
Angola is also definitely working on that. And just to mention something, I'll be honest with you. It kind of blew my mind the last time I went to Africa. And one of the things that you totally forget is that today everyone has a cell phone and has access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So as we drive and as I'm being driven from one location to another, one city actually through another, and we're going by car, the driver is basically playing this song on the radio and I'm just paying attention to the scenery by the window. And the next thing I see, it's all these huts on the right-hand side going up the hill. And each one of those had a satellite dish on the side.
Wow.
Okay. Now, these were adobe homes, so they were real huts with grass tops and all that. I mean, honestly, was one of the amazing views. What I had to do, I had to ask the driver to go back to the top of the hill so that I could take a picture, and I have that picture today. I mean, still at my home, honestly, because it's one of the amazing things that the internet has caused.
Oh, yeah.
You tell that person something, and they automatically are going to go right into their hut, connect somehow to their laptop or their phone, to the laptop or to the satellite dish, and pick up something so that they can give you an answer or something. So that also brings up, I mean, the access to healthcare, as you mentioned, which is one of the greatest things that that happens, because a lot of times, a lot of people, especially in the remote areas, used to suffer because of that. I mean, we all remember the days, and I think we all somewhere close to in generation, we remember the days when the phone rang at your house. If you had a phone, there may be one house in a whole block that would have a phone. So as soon as the phone rings and you answer, the call may not even be for your household; it's for your neighbor. So you gotta tell your mom would tell you, or your father would tell you to go call the neighbor, and you gotta run. You're now the message boy.
And one thing I believe that, just to add on what my brother said. By the way, it's, I hope all the listeners are enjoying this show and learning a lot from us. Something else that I believe in the near future, this might be another free tool. I'm very sure maybe some 20, 30, 40 years to come, people might not even be paying for internet. It might be something else, you know,
that every home
needs. And it's going to boost the economies of so many countries. It's going to integrate us together. Like when we talk about employment. Talk about all the apps that people are now developing. You know, programmers are coming up with a lot of apps for so many things, you know, to measure your heartbeat, to do this. And it's all about research. It's all about trying to put something out there that can change lives.
That's
and this is the beauty. But the disadvantages, I wanted to touch on that, but I'll let the host guide us on that.
Definitely. And you're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shabari, with Denzel Musumba and Gil Engels. Now, back to the studio. I do remember, since you mentioned about remote areas, Google just recently announced in a tech meeting that was held up in Spain that they're about to release balloons. These balloons are supposed to be carrying internet service to those remote areas.
Right.
You know, as like now in Africa, you have those balloons where people fly to see animals.
Yes.
So the same kind of technology, we think about taking internet to the remote areas. And also using drones.
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
Exactly.
Using drones. To make sure that internet is available in those remote areas.
And I'm glad that you brought up drones, because that's one of the things that
we,
especially those of us who dab a little bit with media, right? That's one of those tools that basically has made information accessible to you at a snap. You basically take that little thing, you release it up, and you command it to the location where you want it. And you take the pictures and send them back right on to you without, you don't have to bring it back. You can actually leave it
real
there
time.
and you're getting this information real time
right.
that you need to get access to the stuff. When we talk about jobs, I mean, blogging has become a profession.
Big deals. It's creating employment all over Africa right now.
People are making six figures. Mm-hmm. I mean, blogging, that's all they do. Sit at home all day long.
Yes.
Find information, post information. I mean, just, it's the level of information accessible to people.
Right.
And with that also brings another issue that sometimes concerns me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And that issue is that, okay, we become over flooded with information.
That's very true.
So with that comes another need, which eventually creates another job. We're going to have someone who's going to have to teach us how to navigate through that information. Because,
that's right. Because too much.
You can sit there and be flooded all day long, right?
That's right.
So there's still going to be a great need in education,
right,
of course. And I mean, aside from other benefits that we have just mentioned, I think is definitely one of the greatest tools ever invented.
Ever. And that's why Denzel said he doesn't think he could live without it. Denzel, tell me why you say that, my friend.
To be honest, actually, when you mentioned about the balloons, I wish they could drop two in my village. I know my people need the internet a lot. You know, it's one tool that, it's something that we need. We need. And to be honest, as I said again, I can't stay without, whether it's on my phone, I have that high-speed internet. You know, I can use it as hotspots and still use on my computer.
Right.
I use that to stream like live events. I can't do it without this internet.
That's true. Well said, Denzel Musumba. Well, Africa, this is your turn now. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
I am Tausi Sweaty, the co-founder of Childbirth Survival International, and the work we do is primarily to improve quality and access of health services and information for pregnant women, newborns, children, and adolescents. Internet, of course, is very important in the sense that it has played a role in how young people, how they're able to access information in this day and age. And that has helped contribute to them getting self-information on diseases and how to prevent them and how to treat them. It has been a good tool in that aspect.
My name is Miriam Flamini, a stay-at-home mom. You know, in a lot of ways, I would probably say 90% it has been for the best. I mean, it's been really positive. Looking at, you know, just the medium of communication, being able to, you know, get around and to everybody, like talking to you now, on the world, I could literally do that on the internet. My biggest nightmare now, looking at my 9-year-old daughter and not being, you know, internet or tech savvy to put, you know, like sensors, and so she's unable to get to certain websites and all. Yeah, I'm a bit worried. I feel that she's getting to know so much in a very short period of time. Things that I actually feel we're not prepared for or haven't spoken and addressed to. But as soon as you put online to do her homework and she's researching and stuff like that, then things pop up.
And thank you to our listeners who shared their views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing the internet. It's now time for the unusual story of the week.
A would-be thief in Ireland attempted to break into a car by throwing a brick into a vehicle window, only for the brick to bounce back and knock the man unconscious. The owner of the car that fought back came out to investigate and saw the man lying in a pool of his own blood. When he went to help, the guy started claiming that he was being attacked, but funny thing, the owner had footage of the entire incident. The man was quickly collected by authorities, and the incident remains under investigation.
Well, thank you, and that's it for our show tonight. We're discussing the internet. A big thank you to our intern, Michael Atit, and a big thank you also to my colleague, Peter Kalati from Ghana. Thank you also to my guest in the house.
It's been a pleasure, brother. It's been a pleasure.
And also my friend, Denzel Musumba. Thank you so much for coming here tonight. Of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be husbands. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari See you next Monday. Ciao.